Councilmember Glenn Wright asked if the resort company TCFC would agree to develop their future buildings with 100% renewable energy in their heating and air conditioning systems. He said it's important for the Canyons to do this as a member of the ski resort community at a time when their business is threatened by climate change.
You go back to step one here tonight with your ski easements at Escala. If we don't solve the climate issues, those ski easements are going to be mud in 20 years. And that's not going to be good for your property. It's not going to be good for anybody's business. The way renewable energy prices are coming down, I think it's also going to be very economical going forward. None of us have a crystal ball as to that effect, but that's certainly the trend. So I would hope you guys could come to an agreement with us that using 100% renewable energy in all the new buildings in this development area is the way to go.
The planner for TCFC, Jerry Raymond of the firm Replay Resorts, had this reaction.
Does this belong in the discussion we're having as it relates to the amendment to the spa? Or does this belong in the codes that are applied consistently across the entire county? Mm-hmm. So you're asking us to deal with, I mean, these are not small issues. But to the extent that the county adopts regulations and everything else that would apply generally or consistently across the community, then we would be subject to them.
Well, the reason we don't have it in our code right now is the legislature has forbidden us from doing something like that.
Wright stressed that he's asking for a friendly agreement. Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas affirmed it's not something they can enact as a requirement since it's not in the overall Snyderville code. Wright added he's not asking for the resort to meet the goal immediately. He suggested the year 2032, the same deadline the county has for its 100% renewable energy program. The CEO for TCFC, Larry White, said they will look at adding some language to the plan, but not as a restriction on their development.
We applaud and support the notion as long as it's economically viable. And so I think that if we were to craft language that says so long as renewable energy is available, and I understand that this is an issue that is currently in play, live, being negotiated with Rocky Mountain Power. The state of Utah, I think, has one of the highest rates of renewable energy of anywhere in the country. So it's generation, and fortunately Rocky Mountain Power has been very supportive and helpful in this regard. At least that's my impression. So I think that if we can craft language that says to the extent that it's available, to the extent that it doesn't economically penalize the development, that that we would certainly, something beyond our best efforts. I think we can craft something that will satisfy you, but that will also protect us and doesn't impose an unfair disadvantage upon our developers.
Later on, Councilmember Roger Armstrong told us he thought the goal was something they should at least put to the resort.
Well, I think, the council has set sustainability and renewable energy as an important goal for this county council. So I think it's a fair request to at least ask and, a discussion to have. Well, as you noted, we can't legally require them to do it. The state won't allow us to do that. But at least it's out there on the table and, we're having the discussion. So let's see where it goes.
County Council Member Roger Armstrong. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.